Now, we got a special treat for you on the morning show today. We've got Maggie over up in the Waterstones. It's gone out of my head, you see. Waterstones.
In Waterstones, yes.
Yes. Can you hear me, Maggie? Good morning.
I can hear you. I'm here with Carol and Bob Bridgestock in Waterstones, and they're having a book signing for their latest book, Reprobates, which I have to say is excellent.
Okay.
And I'm going to do an interview with Carol whilst Bob is being a photographer. Always down on his knees.
Okay, well, just get Carol nice and close to the microphone, ask her to speak up a little bit, and that'd be great.
Hello, Carol. How are you doing?
I'm fine, Maggie. How are you?
Oh, I'm extra well today. Thank you very much. Tell me how it is you came about to write Reprobates and where it fits into the series, if you like.
Reprobates is actually the fifth novel in the D.I. Dillon series, and we actually started with Deadly Focus. Deadly Focus was the first one that we actually wrote about 6 years ago, and in the last 6 years, as I say, we've got five books and we've just signed a contract for another four.
Wow, that's good, isn't it? And what part do you play in the writing?
Well, we both have our own parts. The people obviously ask us quite often if we ever fall out when we're writing, because we both write together, but we don't actually, because Bob writes the crime from start to finish, right from the body, literally finding the body, to us catching the perpetrator. And I write the family saga, and I put all the scenes into the books. So we both have our own roles, really.
That's interesting. Is there always a body?
Always a body. You wouldn't...
I don't think I would, So is Bob going to come and have a word, do you think? Bob, how are you today?
Very well. I've just managed there, which is troublesome, but... Great to be doing the launch back in on the island. We were north about 6 weeks ago, back in West Yorkshire, where the Dillon series is based, Harrowfield. And it's great to come back and do Waterstones on the island. So it's a nice feeling to do our sort of home store, really.
Good. And I hear you've got four more books in the pipeline. So have they all got bodies in?
Well... can't be a detective inspector without dealing with murders and various robberies and all sorts of incidents, but they vary and the stories change from each book, and so far we're doing all right, and we're well on the way with number 7, and we'll have to see about number 8 and maybe number 9, etc.
Yeah, that'll be good. I can't wait, because I've read them all and they are all brilliant.
Well, thank you for that. I mean, we've got some great reviews, and I mean, you know, because you know us, but it wasn't something we ever intended to do. Writing was not on our bucket list, not on our radar, and suddenly in 5 years, five books written. We're advised for Happy Valley on BBC, we're advised for Scott and Bale on ITV. They translated into two countries. What more could we wish for, really?
I think you've done absolutely amazing, and you should be really proud of yourself, both of you.
Hard work, and everybody knows hard work, you know, you don't get anything without work. But the thing, the message for me is to people, if you think you can do something, then try it. Because to me, somebody said, can you write a book? And I said, you might as well ask me to swim the channel. It's not going to happen. And then, of course, like I've just said, suddenly things change and you do it. So anybody that's listening that wants to do something, well, you know, today start and have a go. And have a go and... just try. You never know what it'll bring. And for us, it's enjoyable, it's entertaining, and like you say, we get some great reviews.
Certainly do. Well, thank you both for being here today, and I'll hand you back now to the studio. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have you had any chocolate over there yet?
No, I haven't had any chocolate yet. I haven't been offered any.
Oh, right. Well, I thought the whole point of you going there was not only to do an interview, was to get some free chocolate.
Absolutely, to get some free chocolate, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'll make sure you get that before you come back to the studio, and bring me some back too.